Slacker and Steve on demand.
Can we talk about the movies for a minute?
Absolutely.
First things first. I'm halfway through the Molly's Game.
Yeah, you're doing good, dude. Thank you for watching Molly's Game.
I had never heard of this girl before.
Yeah.
They're from here, right?
They are. Loveland, right up the road. She went to see you, Kuma Sum Laude.
She was, yeah.
Her older brother was number one in the world in freestyle skiing. She was fourth on the continent.
She was like on 9 News the other
day. She was.
Because she's got her book and the movie and everything. So Steve doesn't ever partake in movies or TV. Like he's very, I'm speaking about you like you're not in the room. I'm explaining to other people, I guess. But when you, like, if you're excited about something, I was like, I actually have to, if you sat through 2 hours of something that isn't a Marvel thing, I gotta.
Because I remember I read the book about a year ago, and I think I brought up like parts of it because it's about poker and you and I are into poker.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But then all of a sudden.
It's a pretty good movie.
I'm glad you're watching. You're about halfway through.
Yeah. I just got too late last night to finish it.
Cool.
I know that sounds.
No.
But. Can I give it one? No, I can't. It's not a critique because I understand why they did it. If you don't know the story, she was running a huge celebrity and athlete sodden poker game in LA, New York, and all over the world, essentially. And they just, they don't say who these people are. It's like player X. And it's driving me nuts because they got John, what's his name? Michael Cera or whatever. And it's like, so obviously he's some nerdy actor.
He's actually portraying Tobey Maguire.
Shut up. That's Tobey Maguire?
It is. Because in her book.
Oh, that's stupid.
She mentions all the names in the book because someone else had, under a deposition already mentioned these people. So it was safe to. So I know all the actors. I know all the rock stars, the rappers. I know all the hedge fund guys.
Well, I'm just saying it's a pretty decent movie.
Yay.
So I'm happy that you
Molly's Game
recommended it.
And you like the actress too. She's
Chastain.
Chastain, yeah.
Yeah, no, she's great.
She is.
I didn't realize she was the same girl because she's so put together and I don't know the word to say. She's like going for sexy in this movie, and she's the captain from
the Matt Damon Mars movie.
Yeah,
she
Martian.
Played the captain, the Martian.
Yes. And I was like, oh my God, because in the middle of the movie, eventually we're going to get around to what we were supposed to be talking about. There was a time in the movie, she reminds me a lot of Bryce Dallas Howard. She has very similar.
Yes.
So I was like, is that her or is it somebody? I had to go look it up.
Yeah, she does kind of look like Bryce.
So here's the thing. There's a couple things that BuzzFeed put out, two different lists or different things recently about stupid stuff that happens in every movie or cliche things that happen in American movies that confuse people in other. Let's start with the cliche things, or I'm sorry, the things that people
do in movies. Think we're weird as Americans for. Okay.
And so when I first saw this, I'm like, movies are movies. They do that. But now that I start to read the list, I get it.
Yeah.
It's number one is obsessively caring about Halloween. Apparently in other cultures, they just don't care.
I didn't realize that.
They're not all dressed like. In Brazil, there's something called like Festa Junina or whatever. It's
religious
like the harvest festival or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they all dress up then. They dress up like farmers and they have dances, but I don't know that they necessarily do.
Okay, like what we do in America.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Now, this is one I didn't realize was in a lot of movies, eating huge amounts of meatloaf.
Older movies, maybe. I don't.
I guess maybe like.
When's the last time you ate meatloaf? For me, it's been forever.
When I was a child.
Yeah, me too.
No, actually, one time I was at Boston Market.
Oh, okay.
And I'd eaten, like, we got a Boston Market near my job, and I'd eaten turkey and or every other thing they had, like, 15 days in a row. And I'm like, what you got that's not turkey? Like, have you tried the meatloaf? It's actually pretty good.
No kidding.
But it's not. Yeah, I guess in older. Yeah, you're right. No new movie.
I've not seen meatloaf being eaten in any.
All right, here's another thing that confuses people, and this is in every movie, and we've talked about this for years.
Okay.
Ending phone calls without saying bye.
Oh, right.
Meet me at the park. All right, so anyway, we're going to. And it's like, wait, meet me at the park. I'll see you there. Bye.
Bye.
Like,
right. That's just common courtesy.
In no TV show, like, they almost never say it.
That is true, especially if in those thrillers and there's like chases going on.
Oh, my God, he's almost here. Don't see that.
That's true.
Now, this one, I never thought about it, but now that I've read it, I'm never going to look at movies the same.
Okay.
Eating Chinese food out of the takeout box.
Oh, everyone else pours it onto a plate?
Are you telling me you eat it out of the box?
Actually, the box itself is a plate if you know how to work it.
Listen to me, son.
Okay.
I know
what?
That you've read a life hack about that, yep. But you personally have never done that, so stop lying.
Okay, all right. Dude. I have to pour mine on a plate. Because when I salt, if I salt the food that's in the box, you only salt in like a little spot.
You mean soy sauce?
No, salt. The salt shaker.
That's what soy sauce is salt.
No, you take sea salt.
I'm not going to get into this with you, but did they put salt in your order? Did they put salt in the bag with your order?
I always have to ask for the little packets of salt.
And they go, "No, sir, we're sending soy sauce because that's where the salt flavor comes from."
Yeah, they always give me the brown gravy. Is that the
it's
soy sauce?
It's not gravy, it's soy sauce, and that's where the
that's
if
not
you
the
need salt,
salt
on
no,
your
that
food.
That makes your food soggy then.
But it's if you salt want it with soggy. You want the rice soggier than it what?
No. Uh-uh.
Have you ever put it on your...
Never. I'm supposed to pour that brown packet of gravy over my food? That's not salt.
It.
What part is salt?
It makes it saltier.
That is their... That's their version
yes!
of...
Yes!
Why can't I take my American sea
because
salt?
Because you're just, not eating...
It's the same thing if it's salty tasting.
No, I get it. Because you're also using your American fork instead yes, of using the chopsticks they
exactly.
gave you.
Exactly.
Would you start...
What's that?
Try soy sauce one time. Please.
Do I just sprinkle it? Do I dip the food in the soy sauce?
Yes, Steve. You open one of those tiny little packets and dip each piece of your Kung Pao chicken
Dude,
into the...
I'll watch you. You use the little bowl. You're doing the green
That's
paste.
That's sushi. This is different.
Oh, because you always mix the brown gravy with the green paste.
Stop. If you call it gravy again, I'm going to lose it.
What,
I'm going to lose it. It's not.
The,
it's sauce.
That. Okay. Anyway, you see salt on my Chinese food. Okay.
All right, I'm skipping the rest of this list.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go to the other list really fast. These are things that happen in every movie that are too cliche.
Yep.
Bad guys, what do they drive?
Oh, dark, black, menacing-looking vehicle.
Ta-da!
Yes.
Black SUVs.
Yes, the SUVs.
Here's the thing. Do the bad guys drive that here? No. They don't. Most of the bad guys in my hood drive like 98 IROCs.
Wow.
What does a hacker say when they've completed their job?
Oh, I'm in or I'm through.
Oh,
or...
my God. You're awesome at this.
Oh, is that what they do?
The hacker says, I'm in.
I'm in. Because that big scene in the when he's ripping off the Nakatomi Tower and
yes.
stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they open up the vault. I'm in.
That's
true.
I'm just going to say
and
this.
And they can hack anything in yes. 4 seconds. I mean, that's it.
The people I'm at in. Anonymous who are like trying to shut down the power grid, they're not all sitting around in a room silently waiting for one of them to go, guys. I'm in.
Exactly.
It's not even about getting...
Right. That's true. That's a good one.
Wolf Blitzer is always in movies now. Wolf Blitzer, if anybody thinks he's got
CNN
any...
CNN guys?
Yes.
With the glasses?
Yes.
And
I don't know how many movies you've watched that are like disaster scenarios
yeah,
or whatever
yeah,
lately,
yeah.
but they use the CNN guys and now it's always Wolf Blitzer. It's like, he's so tired of telling real news that he's always on there like, and today the asteroid will hit and then, oh, St. Bruce Willis. He's on
that
every
is,
movie. His entire job is no longer reporting real news.
It's
reporting fake news in the...
That is true.
The other really big one, and I think you can do this and this is why I can't handle it, but I've seen it in too many movies. Somebody will take a pill without watching.
No, they do it
I know,
all the time.
All the time.
I can't remember.
I've never seen anybody do it in real life. Like every Bruce Willis movie, it's like, oh, my head hurts. Here's some aspirin. Ugh.
And
it's
chomp.
Where's
don't
the water?
Chew it.
What are you doing?
That's just nasty.
I got to cut this short because I've been trying to hack the FBI database. And
are you in?
I'm in. Slacker and Steve.